Haces el 8 con Nathan's.
It's Moshe's the Rimmel Boche. Made a site, right?
Give
me permission to Parashat Bo.
I think my son made the site. Moshe used to make the copies.
Right. Who made the site? You?
No, my son.
Oh, your son. The amazing thing that people like to learn the Torah the way we were taught in kindergarten. That's our problem in life, you should know. Torah is so holy, if one letter is missing, the Torah is pursued. Torah missing one letter, it falls on the floor, it's nothing. Torah is complete, falls on the floor, you have to fast for 40 days. For 40 days, but to listen to the story about Moshe and Paro. Please have to fast for 40 days. And you tell me, the Torah is a law. Okay, so I understand, it's a holy law. And so far, stories. I saw stories, so a letter missing, the Torah is pursued. So the Zohar says, the person has to know the Torah is a message. Torah is a guide. Torah wants us to understand something. And the story, of course, it happened. But the message is in between the lines. And here comes the Torah, starts last week, for example. Hashem tells Moshe, go tell Aaron, he should hit the Nile, and the water should turn into blood. And then he should hit the Nile, and the flags will come out. And then he should tell Aaron, and tell Aaron to hit the ground, and lice will come. Says the Gemara, Hashem is telling Moshe to tell Aaron. My Moshe cannot do it. The Gemara says, because the Nile protected Moshe. But you think about it, the Nile didn't protect Moshe at all. This is when we say it was negligence of Yehovah to put him on the Nile. Pretty bad to put him on the street. Yeah. The Gemara says that Yehovah put inside the box of Moshe, it was a very large box, and she put inside his clothing for his wedding. Because she said, goodbye, I'm not going to see you again, you're going to get married, wherever he's going to find you, he's going to have your tuxedo inside. The Gemara says it. So it was a sub-negligence. Now the Nile protected Moshe. Think about it. People learn the Chumash, and they swallow this. The Nile protected Moshe, nothing protected Moshe. Nothing. Maybe Bitya. But Paro, she protected Moshe. Okay, fine. But nothing that to do with this, because it was in the Nile. Nothing to do with it. Hashem tells Moshe, you tell Aaron to hit the Nile, because the Nile did something for you. That, I'm sorry, Hashem, Nile didn't do nothing for me. Forget about it. And lies. Hashem told Moshe, you tell Aaron to hit the ground, because the ground did something to you. What did the ground did to me? And it says, when Moshe on the second day came outside, and the first day, and he saw an Egyptian officer, and hit the two, Moshe killed him and buried him with his hand. Anyway, it didn't help nothing, because those two people, that time Aviram saw it, and the next day they went to Paro, and Paro already called Moshe, and they called the KGB to kill Moshe. They didn't help him at all, but it didn't help him. Even if you say that Moshe buried this officer and nobody would find, it's not the crown helped Moshe, nothing. Moshe could have walked away. Moshe could have gone back to the palace, and from there he would kill him. Because he said, Shema Meforash, you don't have to be next to me. You kick somebody here today, and he's aiming somebody in China, so you can kill him. You don't have to be in front of him. Anyway, that's how the Torah says. So excuse me, Kadosh Baruch Hu, why did you tell it to Aaron directly? Why Moshe to tell it to Aaron? Because you say, the Torah says, it's not true. Hashem spoke to Aaron also. Hashem told Aaron, listen, you go out of Egypt, go meet Moshe Rabbeinu in the hotel over there. Why Moshe to tell him? Besides, if you think about it thoroughly, he says, why should I not hit the Nile? Because it not helped me. So when I hit the Nile feels something. What does it mean exactly? The Nile feel? If Moshe is going to take the stick, and he's going to give a bang on the Nile. He hit the Nile. He didn't hit nothing. If Moshe would hit the floor, Moshe would hit the ground. It's because if Moshe hits something. It's not even a joke. It's nothing. As you say, you bang down on the chair. So the chair cries. But it's really a bang. Moshe, even if you say Moshe, bang. Bang, what do you mean? Moshe, put a stick on the thing. You can't do it because the Nile helped you. What did you do to the Nile? You didn't do nothing to the Nile. Again, who cares about the story anyway? says, Torah, Holy Torah tells you a story. That Hashem told Moshe, you tell Aaron to hide the iron. And nobody does make tail. Of course, it means it should learn how much you have to appreciate something and have mercy on something somebody needs to be your favor. Okay, but it's nothing. Continue the Torah. And here Hashem tells Moshe, some of the Makot, that he should do something. But again, Moshe's act and Aaron's act, this is, the Gemara calls it like a monkey's act. Because Hashem does all things. It's not Moshe. Moshe would not pick up the stick. And let's say Moshe would not have done something. Aaron would not have done. So it wouldn't happen. So you want to warn power. If you want to warn power, it's not true. Sometimes he didn't want power. Let's assume you want to warn power. Okay, so Moshe would go to power and say, listen, power, tomorrow you open up the faucet and there will be blood. You don't need to take a stick and hit the iron. The stick didn't do it. It's not true. Hashem did it. It just was a dry act of Moshe. And Hashem told Moshe, hit the iron. What did Hashem tell him to do? No, he did it. God said to him, power, tomorrow morning you get up in the morning, there will be a frog in your backyard. That's it. You don't have to hit the iron for the frog. Lice. You know, to tell Aaron, go hit the ground, lice will come. Hashem wants, lice will come out. Likewise, for example, Makat Arov, animals came. This is the Makar, nobody did anything. Moshe went to Paro and said, listen, Paro, tomorrow the Bronx zoo in your backyard, all over Egypt, eating all the Egyptians. Moshe didn't do anything with the stick. Nothing. Moshe just came and said it. Because then all the Makar is dead there. Moshe went to Paro and said, listen, tomorrow, all the animals will die on the field. Moshe didn't have a stick. Moshe didn't use a stick. Because the stick doesn't really do anything. So if the stick doesn't do anything, and the animals came to Egypt without a stick, and all the animals died in Makat Devah without a stick, so why do you need a stick altogether? No stick is a fake thing. You don't need a stick. Stick doesn't do anything. So Hashem told Moshe, take the stick. Why do you need a stick for? I don't need a stick. Anyway, you do the whole thing. So you don't need a stick. Provide the stick. And go tell Aaron to take a stick. I don't need Aaron. Moshe, you should not hit the Nile, whatever the reason is. Okay? Don't need hit. Don't need a stick, nothing. Moshe would go to power. He says, Moshe, power, tomorrow morning, all the polar, what do you call it? Spring? Blood. Finish. No stick. What do you need a stick? Nothing is a shaker. What's the depth behind it? What's Hashem wants over here? Okay. Here Hashem describes power to Moshe. This is a very bad, wicked king. And Moshe knows, the Gemara says, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, I heard all the screaming of Am Israel to me, what power does to them, I decided to believe them. Fine. Okay. Go hit, go tell Aaron to hit the Nile, frog will come. Frog's all over. Power goes to Moshe, says, Moshe, please stop it. It says the Torah, Moshe had to go outside and scream to Hashem, please get the frogs out, let them die. And the Torah describes how many frogs, all over, pile of dead frogs all over Egypt. He says, excuse me, Moshe, I don't understand you. Hashem described how wicked power is, right? Hashem told you to bring frogs, okay? Okay, so what right you have to go and pray for this wicked? Can you imagine for Hitler? Hitler. Power is like Hitler. So now Moshe has to go and scream to Hashem, Yitzhak Moshe, and Hashem al varat for him. Zohar says a story that Moshe screamed to Hashem, please let the frog, Moshe, don't interfere, I don't understand you. What did Hashem tell you? Hashem told you to tell Aaron, hit the Nile, frogs will come. Let the frog stay, maybe power will not be so stubborn, we'll let you all finish, it's the end of the day. Every Makar, you see, that power, that it became like a habit. Moshe tells power, listen, something's going to happen. Moshe takes the stick. I'll take the stick. And then power says, please, Moshe, take it. The Torah says, Moshe went outside and prays, raises his hand. And let's make the last Makar is Barad, Hail, breaks everything. The animals die. Everybody finished. Power goes to Moshe, please, Mechila, forgive me, power. No, please, no, nothing. Until we actually leave the country, the hail will come down and down. Please, Moshe. The Torah says, Moshe may not try. Not only pray to Hashem, he raised his hands. The Ramban, the Zohar says, it's a powerful thing, it's a dangerous thing to raise your hand when you pray to Hashem. Very dangerous. Why are you praying for him? I don't understand you. Hashem told you to pray for him. Hashem told you it's going to be hail. So, you did Hashem's command. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Why are you praying? I don't understand you. Hitler, it's Hitler. So, let him have the trucks. Let him have the animals. Let him have the hail. Let him have everything. Every Makkah, almost every Makkah, Torah tells you Moshe prayed. And he just prayed. Bring out to Hashem. And he tells Paro, listen, that's the last time. Don't make a joke. Finished. Paro said, no, that's it. Finished. This is last week, Parsha. Done. Stop the hail. Torah describes what the hail did, broke everything, all. They killed all the animals. This is Parsha, Parshat Bo. No. Can we go? Paro said, no. Can't go. No, back and forth. Moshe said, okay, you know what? Grasshoppers coming. That's the end of it.
Okay, fine.
Grasshopper came. Torah describes. They jumped. They ate. Really? Paro goes to Moshe. Moshe, please, just take this death penalty away from me. Listen, Paro. You're not taking it away.
Finished.
Done. The grasshoppers stay here forever. They're going to eat everything until we're going to reach Eretz Israel. Paro says, no. Moshe prayed. Grasshoppers, Hashem, please take them. The Gemara says, Hashem made a miracle. All the ones that the Egyptians even put them in barrels and buckets and put them in oil and in garlic. Also, the dead one also flew. Also flew. They should not have any barbecue grasshoppers. I says, I don't understand, Moshe. Let them have it. You ask Hashem, did you call Hashem? I don't understand. Why are you praying to Hashem and giving Hashem such a hard time? Let him have it once for all. No. Again. What is it? Again, it's in the Torah. What was the Torah once from you? The Ari says like this. He says, the episode, the story about Moshe starts like this. A person from the Levi tribe went and married a girl from the tribe of Levi. He says, we know that the man is Amram, Moshe's father, and the lady is Yocheved. So, the Torah should have said, Vayelech Amram, Vayekachet Yocheved. Why the Torah says, Hashem writes in the Torah, a man from the tribe of Levi went to marry a lady from the tribe. So the story goes like this. If we start from the middle, maybe we'll go then to the back. Rabbi Tamil Uziel says, by the way, next week I won't be here. Because my father's yours, I didn't be in Israel.
Okay. So,
I know he doesn't know yet. Or maybe he does, I don't know. So, Rabbi Tamil Uziel says, why did I remember? Because we're going to do Sima, Shas, Rabbi Tamil Uziel, so that I remember to tell you. I don't forget. I'm just like this, look. Yaakov Avinu left Laban's house on the way to Eretz Israel. The angel present Esau. This is the Satan, this is the devil. We call America Diablo. Wants to kill Yaakov. I said, why do you want to kill Yaakov? What right you have to kill Yaakov? It's because Yaakov said he's going to do Maaseh before he left. And he didn't. So, Maaseh what? He also had to give Maaseh from his children to designate one of the children to be devoted to Hashem, to be a holy for Hashem, like a Kohen. Rabbi Elazar HaGadol also said, speak it, Rabbi Elazar said like this, it came Michael, while this angel was fighting with Yaakov, the angel went on the other side of the river where the children were together with the mothers and picked up Levi and brought Levi to Hashem and said to Hashem, see, this is the Maaseh of Yaakov Avinu. The minute he did that he said, Yaakov, one child will go to Kollel, be in Yeshiva, and be a Kohen, the angel all of a sudden lost the power and Yaakov was able to overcome him. Story in the Torah. Story, okay, fine. How important it is, how important. We take it for granted, a Kohen. Ari says, Mashiach will come, all of Israel will be Kohanim. The good Goyim will convert to be Israel.
Okay.
What is really the secret about it? Because the Torah tells you that Avraham Avinu died, Yaakov cooked lentils and Esav came, and he said, I want some this red soup. And Yaakov said, I want you to sell me the firstborn because I want to be the Kohen. He said, how important it is to be a Kohen. It's a very important thing. Okay. In the discussion, in the dialogue that Moshe had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days, Hashem said, I want you to go. Moshe said, I'm not going. Go. All of a sudden, it says the Torah, Hashem is upset with Moshe. And Hashem said to Moshe, Aron Achicha Alevi. The Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe, I thought you're going to be a Kohen, and your brother will be the Levi. Now, your brother's going to be a Kohen, and you're a Levi. What this has to do with the argument, I'm going, I'm not going? What does it do with this? Is a Levi, is a Kohen? Who cares? Levi is Levi, go on. Hashem said, Moshe, listen, I'm upset at you. I want you to, of course, we think Kohen is much more important than Levi. But this, what this has to do with the punishment, Kohen and Levi, where Moshe doesn't want to go. What does it do with it? The Ari says like this. This guy, this angel, Michael, picked up Levi, and he brought Levi upstairs, and the fight stopped between the angel and Yaakov, and really, yeah, if you know why we are here today, is because Mr. Levi. Hello, Mr. Levi. I'm talking about you. Mr. Levi. Because the angel brought Levi to Hashem, therefore, the Satan, the angel, lost his power, because so-called Yaakov fulfilled his promise that this guy, Mr. Levi, he is going to be the Kohen. Okay. Right now, Yaakov is a Kohen. Avraham used to be a Kohen. Yitzhak and now Yaakov is a Kohen. And exactly, Yitzhak is still alive, but Yaakov is a Kohen. And Levi is going to be a Kohen. It's perfect. But, says the Zohar, you should know in Beit HaMikdash, Kohanim never slaughtered. Only Levim. Remember that slide? Says the Zohar, a Kohen cannot tolerate, cannot have a knife in his hand. He's very sensitive. He has a lot of mercy. He cannot see blood. He cannot slaughter. Says the Zohar, only the Levim slaughtered the Beit HaMikdash. Because a Kohen has to have kindness and mercy. And this is the concept. I say Yaakov has mercy, Abraham has kindness. So when this angel Michael picked up the little boy Levi, and brought it to Hashem, he said, here's the coin, here. I says, it means that you're going to be a coin. Coin means a lot of mercy. Abraham was master of kindness. Abraham, you know, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, Ata Kohen, Olam, you gave a coin. And eventually, now Yaakov, he wants to be a coin, he doesn't want Esau, because Esau is too tough, and Esau is not holy. So therefore, Yaakov bought the firstborn from Esau, because he said, I want to be a coin for Hashem, I have mercy on Hashem, I don't want Hashem Chas Shalom to have El Kapon, the Kohen HaGadol. So this Mr. Levi is Mr. Mercy. Everything is fine. What's the problem? Major problem. Parashat Vayeshev. You hear? First of all, his name, Mr. Levi, he goes with a sword, and he with Shimon killed the people of Shechem, and they had no right to do it. The Gemara says, a coin does such a thing, cannot be a coin. A coin that killed. Remember what they said about not in the war. In the war, it's a mitzvah to kill Arabs. All these Fadayuns, all these Hamas. But if a coin kills somebody, even by mistake, not so simple. But if somebody killed on purpose, no more coin, finish. It's a Gemara, halacha. Here, this Mr. Levi did not behave. Shimon, there was no problem with him. Shimon, okay. But Levi, you're supposed to be a coin. You're not allowed to have a sword in your hand. Next, the first episode, this is Parshat Vayishlach. Parshat Vayishlach, he wanted to kill Yosef. He says to Shimon, let's kill the dreamer. And then they send dogs to bite Yosef. I say, listen, I tell you what the problem is. Not a problem. The problem is, Am Yisrael right now is standing because of this Mr. Levi. Because that angel that wanted to kill Yaakov, let go of Yaakov, because Michael took the little boy Levi and told Hashem, this is the new coin, this is what. This is the master. Here's the coin. Listen, in the minute it's not a coin, back to square one. Now this angel wants to kill. He wants to kill now Am Yisrael. He said, how do you know? I said, the Torah said, I'll tell you the second what happened. Look what happened. The Torah tells you a story, remember 2 weeks ago? Parashat Shemot. Moshe went to Yitro, he said, I'm going to Egypt. Okay? He goes to Egypt. The Torah all of a sudden tells you a story in the middle of the Ebedech Bamalon, in the motel. This Satan, this one, that want to kill Yaakov, is here to kill Moshe. He goes inside the snake, and the snake goes to jump on Moshe, and wants to kill Moshe. He said, why you want to kill Moshe? The Master said, tell you what happened. Moshe came to the hotel with a little baby. The Gemara says, with Eliezer, it was Gershom. The Gemara says, he went to the receptionist, they asked, excuse me, can I see if my room has a shower? The Gemara says, what's the problem? The Gemara says, listen, the minute you walk inside the hotel, you didn't want to put me like before, the Gemara said, because he was on the way, but now you're in the motel. In the motel, you should have done Brit Milah on the minute you walk into the hotel. You don't ask, does my room have a shower? I said, what's the big deal? But this, you deserve death. We'll see soon. But the secret behind it, that Moshe, even though the Torah painted this picture, you know, the first day of he came outside of Paro, then he's very, very merciful. He goes to his brothers to help them with the carry bricks. Yeah. Then he's going to help Yitro's daughters. Perfect. Come to the Gemara, I want to explain to you the problem here. The problem. That guy, Mr. Levi, who's Mr. Levi, who was supposed to be Mr. Cohen, and because of him we are alive. And he betrayed the whole thing. First he killed the people in Shechem, then he wants to kill Yosef. That's why Yaakov is so upset at him there. Now we have to have a replacement for this guy, Mr. Levi. Okay? Who is going to replace him? The Torah says, Vayelechish mbet Levi v'kachapat Levi. The Torah doesn't say, Amram is going to marry Yocheved. The Torah says, a person from Levi is going to marry a lady from Levi. She says, what? Because Moshe is going to be the tikkun. Forget about it. Everybody, there's no Levi in those days. Levi means Kohen. Moshe is going to be born. I said, listen, Moshe, you inside yourself, you have genes of grandpa, Mr. Levi. That guy, Mr. Levi, was a murderer. First he killed people in Shechem, and then he wanted to kill Yosef. And then Yaakov cursed him. And Yaakov said, I don't want to know from him. And you, Mr. Levi, you're going to have to be the new Kohen. So let me see how merciful you are. And he will start painting a picture. I said, Moshe is excellent boy. His mercy and everything, perfect. Okay. Come to Gemara and says, you want to know the punchline? That one day Moshe took the sheep. And the Gemara said, he knew how to take the sheep. He says, the little ones he took where the grass is very, very thin. Because the little sheep cannot eat something hard. He took care of them like children. So I said, oh, very merciful. Mr. Levi, your coin. Perfect. Then one day the Gemara says he saw one little sheep ran, and he ran after him, and he saw the sheep stop by a little spring, and Moshe said, talk to him. Moshe said, I didn't know you thirsty. Picked him up, put him on his shoulder. She said, oh, here we go. Without a shock, he is Rabbi Cohen. His name is Rabbi Cohen. If he's Farsi, Kohen Zadeh. If he's Bukhayan, Kohanov, doesn't matter. Rabbi Cohen. Rabbi Cohen is here. Mr. Moshe became Rabbi Cohen. Hashem calls him up, Hashem revealed himself to him, and says, this is Moshe. Let me tell you something. He says, so that you are so merciful. This and he. So let me tell you, You are the Redeemer, you're the Mashiach. No one else can take Amisrael out of Egypt. Why? Because you have inside yourself genes of Grandpa Levi that was supposed to be a coin and he became very tough. So he lost so-called the reason for survival of Yaakov. You're going to be the survival of Yaakov. That's the end. Be the Gemara. They tell you at the end this Moshe was higher than this snake, the Malach HaMavet. So Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, listen, Moshe, you go to Egypt. I hear Am Yisrael screaming and crying and everything. Moshe, I'm going. I said, oh, no more Rabbi Cohen. Again, you're Rabbi, now you're Rabbi Levi. I said, I don't understand you. I told you that I heard your brothers screaming and suffering so much in Egypt. I keep arguing with Moshe 6 days. It doesn't matter what's the reason. You're humble. I'm not interested in this. I want to know if you have mercy or you don't have mercy. You have mercy? No. So let's get back to square one. Back to this episode, the angel fights with Yaakov Avinu. Same episode. So at the end, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, no. So Moshe says, send anybody, I'm not going. Send Rabbi Akiva, send Pinchas. Hashem says, let me tell you something. I thought you're going to be Rabbi Cohen. Because the Cohen is supposed to have mercy. You got no mercy in your brothers, right? You argue with you for 6 days and you don't want to go. Therefore Hashem said, you know what? Your brother's going to be the Cohen. I want to hear a Levi. Your brother is supposed to be a Levi. And you're supposed to be a Cohen. No more. And since your brother is going to be the Kohen, you're going to be the... Hashem doesn't say it exactly, we see soon why. I always have some hints to Moshe. So Moshe, your brother is supposed to be a Levi. But the Torah doesn't say to... Hashem said to Moshe, but you're not going to be a Kohen. It's like something in the air. But again, the Gemara says it's Hashem hints to Moshe, you cannot be a Kohen. What has to do with me? The argument, because I don't want to go? Yeah, the history. The Kohen cannot close his heart. If you're tough, means you're not a Kohen. It's a secret that the Torah tells us. Now the Torah is going to paint the story. So Hashem said to Moshe, okay, fine, forget about it. He lost. Now, but Hashem wants to give Moshe another chance. It's called El Chapayim. Hashem tells Moshe, listen, I'm going to tell you something. You go to Paro, and Hashem tells him, listen, you go to Paro, have respect for Paro. Respect for Paro, I don't understand you, Hashem. Did you tell me it's Hitler? Have respect. And Hashem tells the same thing. Listen, you go, listen, you're going to take Am Yisrael out, be patient with everybody. I said, excuse me, what is that all about? I saw you in a second. Hashem said, listen, you go, tell Aaron to go hit the Nile, not you, because the Nile saved you. The Nile saved me. I didn't do anything for me. Why did I save you? Because I was in the back somewhere. I'd rather be on the street. And you tell Aaron to do it. Listen, if I cannot do it, how can I tell my brother to do it? That's wrong. If I am not supposed to do something to somebody, so I'm going to hire a hitman? What do you mean Aaron is going to do it? No, Hashem said, Gemara says like this. Hashem said, Moshe, listen. You don't understand. You have to be so perfect that even a little dent, that really the dent means nothing, you should not be involved with it. Because you cannot, like in Joseph, as a Kohen cannot slaughter in Beit HaMikdash. He cannot see how you cut the animal's throat. I can't say, I'm sorry, I can't do this. Let Mr. Levison do it. I cannot do it. Okay? Then Moshe, this one, I tell you what. It's the truth of the matter is nothing. Not hitting the knife, not hitting the ground. But I tell you what. But I'm going to try something over here to see how merciful you are. How? It's a very small test. You tell Aaron to do it, because I want you to see how sensitive you have to be to someone did some favor to you. That even though it means nothing,
But you see, I want Bevati can do it because anybody can do it because it's not really hitting. But I want you to see it. Okay? Ready? Okay. So, power is bad, right? Very bad. Hitler, 100%. Now, this is your test. This is the guy, Hitler, will come to you and say, listen, Moshe, please, I can't. Have mercy on me. I'm going to let the Jews out of Germany. Please, I can't have this frog. I can't have those animals. I can't have the hail. What are you supposed to do? No way. Forget about it. This is your test. The Gemara says, Le'olam, all the time. With your left hand, you should push. With your right hand, you should bring it back. You have to have inside you those two forces. That's why we have two hands, the right and the left, and the equal. Says the Zohar, says Dari, the right hand is the hand of kindness. The left hand is the power of being strong. You have to know to be in the middle. Sometimes you have to be very, very kind, and very, very strong, tough. But at the end of the day, at the end of this episode, you have to show mercy. This is called Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu had genes inside himself, says the Zohar, of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu missed the kindness. Too good, the Gemara says. Too good. On the other hand, Yitzchak, Zohar says, too tough. Kim Yaakov Avinu, he is in the middle. He's a chocolate milk. Avraham is milk. Yitzchak is cocoa, coffee. And Yaakov is coffee with milk. As it's a shame, did it to us, we have two hands, that we should know how to behave. And the role model of this is Yaakov Avinu. Here comes the Torah and says, listen, you Moshe, says the Zohar, Moshe is Yaakov, is the same thing. And Moshe and Yaakov is the same, this is Yaakov was a coin. Moshe is going to replace this Mr. Levi, that so-called betrayed his father, and could not be a coin because he killed the people in Shechem, and also try to kill Yosef, and there's no forgiveness from Yaakov. So here comes Moshe and says, replace. Okay, now you have to be like Yaakov Avinu. If you're like Yaakov Avinu, let's see how you behave. And says, I'm telling you, you go to Paro, and you can hit with a stick. Not the ground, you hit something else. I'm going to show you what to do with the stick. Raise the stick here, do something here, in the sky, the hail will come, and everything's going to get broken. And Paro says, listen, Do me a favor. Here's the Moshe. This is your test. You test it. Test is if you have this scale inside you that you can be tough and you can have a lot of mercy. You can be tough all the time. And if you achieve that, then you can be a coin. Because even though the coin is full of kindness, but as Yaakov Avinu was so called in the middle between Avraham and Yitzchak, it was like Mr. Mercy, that Mr. Mercy is between kindness and toughness is a perfect Moshe. And that's what the Torah tells you, that Hashem is trying Moshe all the time. He's trying to see Moshe again, mercy. And it's the whole Chumash. You see the whole time that Hashem tests Moshe to see if he has patience for Am Yisrael. They complain and they say bad things about him. He says nothing. He's trying very hard. At the end of the day, the Torah says, Moshe is going to die, right? It's going to be a story with a rock. Story with a rock. Hashem will tell Moshe, go speak to the rock and hit the rock. I says, what's the big deal? I don't understand. What did I do? Tell me, explain to me what did I do. So, without all the other episodes, the questions of all the Rishonim. I says, what did Moshe do wrong that he cannot go to Eretz Yisrael, he cannot be the leader? So I'm saying, I'll tell you what it is. So Gemara says, the Torah says like this, look. And Bet HaMikdash was an altar. And Hashem writes in the Torah that cannot be steps to climb steps to go to the altar. Says the Torah, why? Hashem says, I tell you. When you walk, you pick up your feet. And this is not sinuot, it's not humbleness that you walk on something. It's not nice. Pick up your foot, it's not proper. Therefore, it's going to be a ramp. And it's so-called you train. So-called you walk like this. You don't pick up your foot. You just, you drag your foot. You drag your feet. Says the Gemara, says, what is it all about? Says the Gemara, I tell you what it's all about. To tell you if Hashem worries about a stone, that you should not so-called embarrass a stone by stepping on it, can you imagine how much you have to be careful not to embarrass a Jew? Here comes the Torah, but tell me what happened at the rock. At the rock, Amis says to Moshe Rabbeinu, we need water. So Moshe screamed at everybody. Say, Shimuna Amorim, scream at them. Ah, Mr. Mercy? Says the Gemara, well, when Moshe put the Mishkan, before he put the Mishkan, he asked Hashem, who is the Kohen? Hashem did not answer him. The Gemara says the first 8 days of the Mishkan was open, Moshe was a Kohen Gadol also. At the end, Hashem told Moshe, Aaron. And you see later on why? Because the Torah will tell you in a second. The Torah will tell you in a second that something happened, that the baby died, and all of a sudden they burn the chatat, and Moshe is going to scream at Aaron, and say, what did you do? What did you do? He said, ah, hey, see, Mr. Mercy, you're Kohen, you scream at your brother? Finish. So the whole Torah, that you, Moshe, is to see if Moshe is going to achieve what Hashem had in mind. If he may say, he should be a Kohen. Because again, it's not because Moshe should be the Kohen, because Moshe is to replace Mr. Levi by the fight with Yaakov Avinu that Satan was the king. And that's what the Torah tells you, that Moshe is going to try very hard all the time. That's why Hashem is upset with Moshe. And Moshe said, I'm not going. And Hashem, Moshe said, since I came, things got worse. And Hashem is upset. So what Hashem? What does Hashem? Hashem cares. Moshe doesn't go. Hashem doesn't care. But Hashem cares because Moshe is here to save Israel the way that time Levi saved Israel. And that's what I will tell you, huh? That's what it is. Come to Gemara and says, I want to tell you something. It says in the Torah, and the brothers came down to Egypt. Yosef put them in jail for 3 days. Told them, you spies. Yeah, like the girl in Masha. Spies. After 3 days, it says in the Torah, Moshe took them out and he said to them, I'm afraid of God. Et Elokim ani yare. I'm afraid of God. What do you mean, afraid of God? He put me for 3 days in jail. Now you take me out, so I'm afraid of God. 3 days ago, you weren't afraid of God. Why are you afraid of God? So what happened now? Chamin says like this, look. The brothers needed a punishment. You have to punish somebody. But you have to know when to have mercy on that somebody. He says, why? Says the Gemara, one of the goyim asked one of the Chachamim, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen, right? He says, yeah. So when he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, which mikveh did he use? Says the Gemara, to tell you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a Kohen. And yes, Michael is a Kohen Gadol over there, but Hashem himself, it's called himself a Kohen. Okay. Is a Kohen. So with Kohen, if you say Hashem Kel, Rachom, Rachanu, Rachapayim, Chesed, Vemet, Hashem is merciful and Hashem is very patient, and everything it is, it says, because Hashem is a Kohen. That's what it is. That's the secret. He says, what is this? What is this? It's a Kohen. Hashem expects it from the Kohen to be so merciful and so kind and so patient. Right? If he not, then Hashem is going to be lucky. Because Hashem is a mirror effect. He says, Dari, the way you behave, Hashem is going to behave to you. You can't expect Hashem to be merciful to me, not mercy. He says, Hashem Rachom Rachanun, says Dari, you can say Shlosum not all day long. Hashem laughs at you. I'm patient with everybody. I'm Er Chapaim. I don't hold back myself. And I'm not angry at this person, that person. And you are getting angry all the time. And you embarrass people. So you want me to be patient to you? Impossible. So therefore, Hashem said, this I need a Kohen. Hashem needs a Kohen. Hashem needs a Kohen. Hashem needs a Kohen. No. Dari says, when I'm Israel, based on the Zohar, when Mashiach will come, all of Israel will be Kohanim. Why? Because Hashem is a Kohen. So it means we are so-called B'Tzelem Elokim. Hashem created mankind in His form. His form, it doesn't mean just the physical form. It's a spiritual form. Let's, the Gemara says, Yaakov look like Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon looks like Kadosh Baruch Hu. says the Gemara, Yosef looked like Yaakov. It means Yosef looked like Adam Moshe. It means Yosef looked like Hashem. So the behavior of Yosef has to be something similar to the behavior of Hashem. So Hashem is a Kohen. So it means like this. So Hashem is very merciful. Sometimes Hashem is a little bit Elohim, Midat Adin. I said, here, Yosef tells his brother, I want to explain to you something. I put you in jail 3 days because this is my left hand. It's a little bit tough with you. And I take you out because I have mercy on you. But you know what? Why I have mercy on you? Because if I want to have mercy on you, then I'm afraid of Hashem. That Hashem is going to punish me because Hashem is not going to be mercy to me. So the message that Hashem doesn't care less if you're a coin or not a coin. You have to worry about it because otherwise Hashem is going to be tough to you. He said, this Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, look, what did you do? What did you do? First, you embarrass some Israelis, come at them. Then you hit the rock. You hit the rock. Remember? Remember I told you in Egypt that the iron should hit. You cannot hit nothing. You should not hit nothing. I said, why do you hit the rock? I told you, go speak to the rock. I said, this was a test to see if you are a coin, if you can be a coin, if you can repair that Mr. Levy, your grandfather, that did not behave. You failed. So Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu said, so okay, I failed once. Hashem said, no, 6 times, I can tell you 6 times. Since I revealed myself to you, 6 times you repeated the same episode that you're not merciful person, you can be a coin. But your job is supposed to be a coin, and you're not a coin. Comes the Gemara and says, look, I want to say, I tell you something. Gemara says, this is Parasha, when Moshe came to Paro, Paro said, listen, I look at the stars, I saw Mars. Mars, the color of Mars, Ma'adim is red. I see a bloodshed in the desert. I don't think he should go. And the Gemara says that at the end of the journey, Hashem told Yeshua, after Moshe died, Hashem told Yeshua, tell him, go take some swords and do Brit Milah to Am Yisrael. And the Navi says, the Gemara says, Navi says, that Hashem said, oh, you see, remember, Paro told Moshe. See, the Gemara is busy with it. Because you see, Paro told Moshe, I see the red star, I see bloodshed. Hashem changed it into Brit Milah's blood. But what does it mean? Anything? What does it mean? I don't understand. Paro was right, Paro was wrong. I said, look, Brit Milah is going to fix what? So the Gemara says like this. A goy does kindness is not a real kindness. Because the Gemara says, without Brit Milah, you cannot do kindness. Only Jewish nation are so tight and so responsible for each other because of Brit Milah. Yechash Shalom, don't do Brit Milah. I said, look, in Egypt, that time Ba'avir, I'm fighting, a Jew hitting a Jew. I said, why? Because they have no Brit Milah in Egypt. In the desert, all the time, fighting in the desert, fighting, killing. Families from Levi, killing from Shimon, killing from other ones. 12 families vanished after Aaron died, killing each other. That's what Paro saw in the desert, in Egypt. He told Moshe, listen, I see a bloodshed. Is this true? There's bloodshed over there. After the golden calf, was bloodshed. In the middle of the journey, fighting, Jews fighting. Now what is it? Didn't do Brit Milah. Brit Milah gives a person a chance to be mercy because when you do Brit Milah, also you do Brit Milah in your heart. And the Navi says, before Mashiach will come, Hashem will change our heart from a stone heart to a flesh heart. So the Navi says it. Tetechem Lev Chadash. She says, why? Because at that time it's going to be Tikkun HaBrit. He says, everybody's Brit Milah will be fixed. So there's no way that you will be a murderer. And that's what the Gemara says, Hashem told Yeshua, go to Brit Milah. He says, that blood, that bloodshed that Paro saw, he was right. So what's going to be? You do Brit Milah. You do Brit Milah, and I give bloodshed. So then you're going to be merciful. The message, Chaim said, all messages of the parashah, those parashiyot, is to tell us how merciful we have to be. The leader has to be very merciful, and all of Israel. That's Hashem told Moshe, be patient with everybody. Be patient with everybody. You must love everybody. You can't do nothing. You can't scream at them. Don't do anything. Because everybody must be a Kohen. That's actually, when we come to Har Sinai, one explanation, it says in the Torah, Hashem told Moshe, go tell of Israel. All of you have to be holy and Kohanim. What has to do? If you're holy in Brit Mila, you become a Kohen. Because the Kohen means good heart. Means very, very patient person. Not gonna do anything. Likewise, Hashem said to Moshe, don't even have a dent on the Nile. Don't do nothing. I said, but I'm gonna tell you to do it because I want you to punish this guy, but up to a certain point. It's a Torah. These are the times says, Moshe prayed to Hashem, stop it. He said, I didn't tell you to stop it. Let the flood finish. Moshe said, I can have mercy. He said, you're going to be a Kohen. And that's after a few episodes happened. Hashem told Moshe, no, you can't go to Israel because you're not a Kohen. You're supposed to get Israel if you're a Kohen. It's an obligation. I really say that every Jew should try with his heart to be a Kohen.
Amen.
Just a
reminder, the rabbi will not be here next week.
I'm going to Israel next week. No.